So, what the fuck were
This
you saying?
motherfucker right here. I said, where the fuck have you been my whole life? Why has it been 3 weeks? What are these excuses you're going to give me? Because every week I'm like, I'm ready to podcast. And you're like, oh, no, cool. So tell the people what they want to hear. Why has Ben a little bitch?
Well, because Mitch went second at a fucking major and like then went on another podcast. So technically he's a traitor. So I've just been looking for other average 40K players, at about my space that are willing to give up their Friday night to talk to fucking Dutch people in Queensland. So yeah, look, I really feel like you've let the listenership down, and it's been a long way to for me to come back from this. And then you go on the Normal Blokes podcast, and you have your moment in the sunshine. Anyway, look, I think it's high tide. I've just got to suck it up and move on, and just accept that.
No one else will do a podcast with
Yeah,
you.
that, and I'm going to be the most average one out of both of us.
Look, to be fair, you also have appeared on another podcast.
With you. You were there though, man. You were there.
Yes,
You
I
were
was
there.
there.
It's not cheating if you were there.
It's not gay if it's in a three-way, right?
It's not gay unless you push back.
Was going to say, with a honey in the middle, Sam Lemon, you're our honey in the middle, mate. You're not allowed to leave us because you're the thing that makes us not gay.
Yeah, man.
How exciting. Look, I apologize for the, I don't know, I
And
wouldn't call
look,
it
and look,
betrayal.
and I'm going to say, Denise, you guys were spruiking our podcast. I kind of got the vibe that when they were saying The Gathering Storm, that none of them had ever listened to it. They're like,
It
yeah,
hurts, doesn't
it's a really good podcast, and be sure to check it out. And I'm like, I
it?
haven't. They've never listened to
They're just talking out their asses here. No, look,
Yeah.
I'm sure that they've listened. I know some of the normal blokes. I'll stand up for them here because one, they're the biggest club in Queensland, I think. So if I don't, they'll just all pick on me, and then I will become the epitome of the average gamer. But basically, I've definitely had chats with some of them about it. I stitched for Simon Gojevic up from
Can you do
Ethos
your
Podcasting.
ADHD shit on mute?
No, I'm talking, and the people I've
Okay.
had people enjoy the ADHD shit because I'm appealing to a wider demographic. So suck on this one, motherfucker.
I'm more
Basically, like I was
ADHD
saying,
than you are.
mate, it's not a fucking competition, yeah? They don't hand out gold medals for who's the most ADHD. And if they do, I would like to know more about this competition. But I was talking to Simon Gojevic from Ethos because he was talking to me about our game that we had at the Super Major,
See,
and he was
Welsh.
talking. Yeah, he's definitely Welsh. He was talking to me about the game and how he had this epiphany that he thought at the time I had the wrong mindset and he had the right mindset because he's like, no, you should have pushed. You should have really knocked down my score. And then he realized that he still had that team's mindset. And he goes, if I had a push, there's a chance that I make a mistake or something happens and he could flip a win. But by playing safe, it doesn't matter if he scored 99 points because I was always going to score 100. So I was listening to him. I was like, mate, this is incredible. When did this podcast come out? He goes, oh, about 3 weeks ago. Didn't you listen to it? And I was like, I'm going to listen to it on the drive home right now. So I did a boo-boo and I apologize, Simon.
Yeah, you're a jerk.
I'm the jerkiest of jerks. But back to what the people want to hear, Ben. What's been happening in your big wide world?
Well, I played a game against Josh and Gelke on Monday night, and he said, "Ben, how's life as a 40K celebrity?" And I went, "Don't throw me off my game."
It's all that mind game, yeah. He's just trying to get the mind games for you.
It's like Sam Young. Anytime I always get paired into Sam Young. Fuck Sam Young. I love you, Sam Young. I love your coffee shop, Young and Younger. I go there every weekend. He always tells me on Facebook. He's always like, "Ben, I've got the worst list, the worst army. You got this." And I'm like, "Get out of my head." And he always writes back, "I'ma live here rent free till next week, motherfucker."
I'm gonna be here all the time.
I'm going to be here all the time. So what's been happening with me? Okay, so I had a tournament. I don't know if we spoke about it. Anyway, I took my crons to it. I went 2-1. I went back to old school band. 2-1. No, 1-2. 1-2. 1-2. 1-2. It was a crons list that I researched and looked at and chatted to a few people about and decided I was going to play. Turns out, not my playstyle. Anyway, I've got a new crons list. Playing a teams tournament on Sunday, actually, and I'm taking a meme.
You're taking a meme?
I'm taking a meme. A skew list. I'm taking two monoliths, a tesseract, a blob of 20 warriors, Orokhan, with an overlord, a gloctopussy, and a whole bunch of scarabs.
So this is a bad list. The list you told me that was horrendous was like... Wait, no, I think it was this list.
No, this list is horrendous, but not as horrendous.
Thank God.
There's Ghost Ark, there's a reanimator.
So there is some good shit in there. That's good.
Yeah. I just want to be a pairings nightmare. That's all I want to be. I want to be that guy that just gets paired into the shit list, and I just try and get a 10-10 or something. So,
yeah, okay, so you're just pushing that kind of...
Yeah.
That push there.
I got promoted to...
Oh, you did get promoted. What did you go from to?
I just acquired another state under my management, so I pretty much got South Australia, Northern Territory, and all the way west.
So you're the west coast of your business now, mate.
Yeah, man.
That's
so we've got to expand our podcast into WA because I'm like technically one of them now. A sand groper too.
I've got a few contacts in WA I could hit up to get on the podcast. So
yeah, man.
But no, aside from that, you've got the team tournament coming up. Who's on your team?
So it's our ATC team, which is most of the Power Stancers. I've got a team going, so we're talking Adam Napier, Jono Bishop, and a whole bunch of other good players.
You're on that team.
Shane Miller. No. I'm playing in the Stancers mercenary team. So Aidan McCune's team captain. Then there's me. Then we've got Charles Benstead from Port Pirie, Ben Wan, Marcus Butler, and someone else, I think. I really, really, really haven't been participating in the whole Matrix building. Let's look at the lists. Let's get paired into it. I've just submitted my meme list and I'm just going to rock up on the day and be like, yep, just tell me who I'm playing against.
You're that person, huh?
I am the coach's nightmare.
That's upsetting.
Stop typing.
I'm not typing.
You are.
I'm not typing.
All right, everyone, just have a cup of tea or something.
I'm back.
I think Michael's forgotten his YouPorn fucking
login details.
Yeah.
I've got to get it reset to my other email address.
Yeah.
Big promotion. Then you've got the team tournament this weekend, which you're excited for.
Sort of.
I feel it now. I feel the excitement now. That's the excitement I want to hear is when you say you're excited for and you go... Sort of.
Yeah. To me, it's three games of Hammond. And I don't know if that's maybe a sign of the times. Maybe I'm just a little bit burnt out with work. Just a bit burnt out in general. It's getting to that time of the year where it's like, who can be fucked? But that being said, three games of Hammers with a good bunch of guys at a good venue, well run. Yeah. Doesn't get much better, but
no,
it just hasn't clicked in yet, and I haven't gotten excited yet. How about you? How about you, Minches? Have you played any Hammers?
I haven't really played much Hammers, but fucking stop the presses. I have painted hammers.
Oh, you were sending me some shit.
Yeah, when I say I've painted, I've painted like 6.5 models.
Do you want some neophyte hybrids to paint?
No, I'm waiting for my commission painter to actually paint them. Actually, you would have had a freaking heart attack, mate. I saw this lot up for sale for $200. 65 neophyte hybrids, 20 aberrants, built, no primer, no nut. I was like, oh, I just didn't have the cash on me at the time. And I would have just had it sent to you. I wasn't even going to tell you. I was just going to get it sent to you, and you just get this package of more fucking GSC, and you just, yeah.
Do you know what? I was looking for a bib for my daughter the other day, and I opened this drawer, and I find the pile of bibs, and under one of the bibs is a fucking neophyte hybrid. And I'm like, get out of my fucking head.
So I think the universe is telling you that you need to get on those GSC. No, I have been painting. I have painted some things.
Get ice cream. Keep talking.
Can you get me one too? No, I'm sure. Kidding. I don't like ice cream. But I, dear listeners, I did the thing that I tell you guys to do. One of my many, many group chats, someone put up a post saying like, oh, does anyone want to buy a big lot of Tyranids? And I went, I could get some Tyranids. You know what? I could probably get some Tyranids. So I asked for the list, and the list got sent through, and I was like, that's a lot of Tyranids. And then I said to the guy, I was like, you know, what's the deal? And he goes, look, happy for a payment plan. I was like, amazing. Turns out I know the guy who is selling them, which is a big plus for me. And I said to him, what is your best price for your best Eldar, mate? And he turned around and said, a pretty good price with a payment plan. And now I have an entire Tyranid army. And when I say an entire Tyranid army, I mean there's 2,000 points that is painted in this quite, quite nice scheme. It's painted base, ready to go. And I went, I'm going to ask for the method, and I'm going to paint that. And I found out the method was contrast, and I was like, that's amazing. And I have just been painting in the same scheme, just getting used to it. Practicing. So I am catching up with another mate who is very disappointed that I beat him to the punch on the Nids, and we are going to sit down and split some of the other stuff just to help me get some of the money back, because I don't need every single millimeter of what I got. But when you get 2,000 points of painted Nids in a nice scheme, and that includes 90 Termagaunts and 20 Gene Stealers, plus a couple of big boys, you're like, all right, I can make this work.
So I'm going to ask you a question, Michael.
Yes, I have a problem. It's well documented. No, there's no treatment.
No. If you had to sell every model that you've never played a game with, how many models would you have left? So the only way you can keep the model is if it has been on a table and a dice has been rolled either for it or against it.
Okay. Well, every single one of my Eldar models, aside from 20 Guardians, has seen the table. And I rotate through all my 48 Farseers I've got, so they all see some table time. So I reckon there's 20 Guardians. I've used every single one of my Harlequins army, except for maybe 5 Bikes and a Shadow Seer and 1 Death Jester, because I got 3 of each. I'd have to give away all of my Tau. Well, no, I have used some of them, actually. I'd have to give away 90% of my Tau. I'd have to give away 90% of my GS. No, 98% of my GSC, because some dude in South Australia has 98% of my GSC. I have to give away about half my Knights. Yeah. And all the Tyranids. I haven't played a game with the Tyranids. So if you're looking for a numbers-wise thing, you're probably looking at 600-700 models I'd have to give away, at least.
You have a problem.
Yes. Yes, I do. I have a bad problem. It's a very bad problem. We don't like this problem. So, no.
All of my models have seen the table.
All of your models. every single model. He's shaking his head vigorously as he absolutely devours this ice cream, and I call bullshit. Every single model. How?
Play games.
You're quick. Like, even the Eldar stuff, every single one of the Eldar models you bought has seen the table?
No, because some of them are in pieces. So, technically, they're not models yet.
I don't know how I feel about that technicality. That seems a little bit dodgy to me. They haven't seen.
Last night, I helped a new person to the game find their sea legs and played a 1,000-point game of Krons versus Krons.
How'd that go?
It was nice to give back because a lot of people helped me when I was new.
Yeah, okay. So you're trying to do the good Samaritan thing of people help me when it was my time. Now it's someone else's time. I'll help them.
Yeah, man.
I get behind it.
Now, it was to absolute no advantage to me, but, and I'll say, I always say it once per episode, the Renaissance, we need to champion it, and if someone wants to get into this game and they're just trying to find a game and they're just looking for someone to help, you don't have to dedicate 3 hours, just a 1,000-point game. Well done, Preston Ipkin Dance, that is legit his last name.
Can he leave his friends behind?
Yeah.
Because his friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, so they're no friends of mine.
Mm.
All right. One of the best things, so looking at introducing someone to the hobby, going back to ye old faithful G-Dub days, when I was a member of the Red Shirts, some of the things that we learned about now... they used to all wear red shirts. That was their staff uniform shirt used to be a red shirt, so they used to be known collectively as red shirts. Kind of like the Star Trek thing.
Did you work for G-Dubs?
I worked as a casual when I was 19 for about 2 years. And it was great because I worked Sundays and I earned $30 an hour and I got 50% off whatever the hell I bought. So, as a young man, that was an amazing second job. But one of the things that we learned in that kind of setting was you don't want to absolutely destroy someone in their first ever game. Because we were working for the company's business, we were heavily encouraged to lose. Now, how that looks is back with your old starter sets, your Dark Vengeances, your Island of Bloods, your Battle for McCrags, your Battle for the Skull Passes, is you would ask them what army they wanted to play, and you would purposely pick stronger units for them, and you would pick weaker units for yourself, because you're trying to get someone excited about the hobby. Now, when you're playing a game against someone who's brand new, you don't necessarily go, I'm going to throw the game, but I really, really like the idea of, if possible, playing the same faction. Because at least then you're doubling up on the same data sheets, the same kind of special rules, and it helps your opponent, especially in that first or second game, become a lot more familiar with how their army works. Did you find, Ben, that because you're both using the same army, he was picking up the rules just that little bit quicker than he might have if you're both using a different army?
Yeah, it's a good point. I guess I was able to give him a bit of advice on what he should bring, typical new player, the coolest looking models, models that had the biggest guns, models that could potentially blow shit off the table without fully understanding the faction. Tell me what's in your toolbox, bring this. It was a case of what? Why? Their guns are crap. No, I've got better models. Just trust me, bring this. Didn't have data cards, had a copy of the strats, that sort of thing, started setting up, started, deploying everything as close to that the deployment line as possible so they can just literally Braveheart send it out to the English and try and kill as much shit immediately. Yeah, so you've got two options here. Do you coach them from that point, or do you let them fall on their sword and then coach them? I was like, no, bro, you're doing this wrong. Put that here, put that here. The mission is this. You need to take that. You need to do this. Anyway, he survived 5 turns. I had a slightly stronger list than him. I brought a Satan. He didn't have a Satan. I showed him how good a Satan was, how a Satan should be his next purchase, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But at the same time, saying, this is why you put 3 scarabs in your backfield. This is why you put 3 scarabs on the other side of the table, in case you get investigate signals. This is why you have a blob of 20 warriors with Orokhan and an overlord. Blah, blah, blah.
Because they will never die.
Correct. And anyway, he's like, you only lost 3 models and I only lost 4 models, but you still won the game. And I said, honey, you're playing Necrons. Shit doesn't die, but you need to score.
Yes.
Play the mission. Play the army. Work out what the army is designed around, what it's built around. Necrons are built around survival, reanimation.
Jack.
They are a pain in the ass. Every Necron has a built-in tech marine.
It's so stupid.
I love it. I love it. And they absolutely ass-raped the Elder in the lore. So, you know, I do enjoy listening to that element of Necrons. And I'm just trying to snap Michael out from his ADHD. I think he's doing his crochet again.
I'm multitasking because I'm a painter now.
You're a painter now? Okay.
Yeah. I'm still not painting my GSC army, mate.
Okay. So anyway, Preston sent me a message later on in the evening saying, thanks, I'm hooked. Great game. Look, I stopped keeping score after about turn 3, but I had a massive swing for primary 30 points my way at the end of turn 5. And look, at the end of the day, it didn't matter who won. The fact is, he had a good time and he's hooked. Now, I'm not selling anything to him, but if it's another player in our community, in our great community, then that's a fantastic thing. That's a win. That's a win. Absolutely.
That's a fucking win.
If you do get the opportunity to shepherd or to help or to support a new player in your community, yes, it might be a bit of a time sink. Yes, we're all time poor. And if we do get some time for hammers, we want to spend it optimizing and improving our own skills, not helping someone on the way up. Yeah, just stop and have a think about where you were when you started and how all you wanted was those first few games just to get your sea legs. So anyway.
And mate, you're 100% right, and I'm going to build on that because it doesn't matter even if it's just when you just started, because I'll tell you what, a couple of years ago when I just started playing regular games with the big boys in Queensland, so like not I ran into it in a tournament or anything like that. It's like, hey, we're having a gaming day. Come around, play some games. And I'm playing games against some of these people who have dominated our local scene, let alone the national or now even international scene. And I'm watching them play and I'm listening to the insights and the time they're giving me, you know, list construction ideas and thoughts and lending them models. And I'm just like, I've been in this hobby for 15 years or so at this time plus, and I've still got people who are giving me that leg up. I've still got people who are offering their time, their expertise, their skills to help me become a better player. So I don't think there's many people who couldn't benefit from that.
No, I'm in a chat group new to tournament 40K, and it's good to see a hive of activity on chat, people talking, supporting one another, people organizing games. But I do get a bit upset when someone, hey, I'm new, can someone give me a game? I've got 2,000 points. I can be here at this time. And it just falls on deaf ears. Now, I can't be there for everyone, but it's encouragement to people that can try yes, just think back to that first time. Anyway, as I've always said, we're very lucky to have the Neophyte stream here, run by Simon Vickers in conjunction with the Acolyte stuff. And that has given, I think there's about 8 of us that started in Neophyte, and now we're well and truly entrenched on the tournament scene. And we're
and pushing
regulars
too.
On
pushing.
So that's a good point, Michael. But look, I'm honestly thinking Sunday's teams event might be my last for the year. I think it'll be my 10th tournament this year.
Starting at Uprising.
It is a decent effort, and I was hoping to play 12. But new job, things have been hectic. I've played 4 different factions this year, and I think before I burn out, I need to call time on it, and I won't walk away from the scene. Absolutely not. I just might be a casual gamer for the rest of the year, just playing weeknights against a few homies here and there, and you know, eventually build up to Uprising in January next year, which is 3 days of Hammers. So are you going to come down to South Australia for that, Michael? You got your ticket? Mate, they're over 200 sold now.
The problem for me is I went this year. I went last year.
Third time's a charm.
I went the year before.
Fourth time's a charm.
I went to CanCon before everything shut down. So I think for me, this one might have to be a miss for traveling. Unfortunately, even to the most savvy of us Hammer peoples, this cost of living is definitely catching up. And I just don't know if I can financially afford a trip down to SA at this time with me also starting a new job. No promotion for me, but this term I've started at a new school. I've gotten out of my old school, needed that break and that change. So I don't have the comfort level that I had where I was like, okay, I know every single procedure, I know everything I'm doing. I've taught every single subject that they can make me teach. I've got resources. Now it's a whole new world for me. So I'm just learning how to swim in it. And I don't think I'll be able to travel, unfortunately.
Bah humbug.
Yeah, look, you feel free to sponsor my professional Warhammer journey, Ben, and I will take full advantage of that.
I have told you I will put you up.
Look,
that's the only
reason I even looked at it, yeah, was because I was like, all right, I get free accommodation, but it's the flights, the day of work lost in that first week of the year.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. Just like you, sometimes you got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them.
Yeah,
and
that's fair too, man.
Look, my partner has been absolutely fantastic over the last couple of years and really supporting me and doing all the things I've done. And, you know, I've traveled, played Queensland team, coached Queensland team. I've had a fantastic couple of years. So I think it's might be time next year for, especially in that time, if she wants to go away for a yoga retreat or something like that, or do a yoga study course for a couple of days, it's her turn, I think. And honestly, I'll miss little man
booty,
too much,
dude. Bootynomics.
Yeah, he's...
Bootynomics.
Little man's at that age now where I'm just absolutely loving spending every minute with him and hating the fact that I have to go to work, because he's just the funniest little dude. And for those of you who have been to my house and have played some Hammers and you've heard the beautiful tones of my son dropping something or falling over and looking at you and then going, oh, no. And then just losing it as you roll dice. And then for the rest of the game, every time someone makes a mistake or rolls poorly, you just hear them go, oh, no. I don't want to miss that. I don't want to miss that. But I hear you are you making a push for the SA ATC team still next year, mate?
Fuck no. Oh. No, I think they got the team pretty well locked in, and I think it should be well placed to get second. So yeah, what about you? Are you pushing for the
Look,
Queensland, 18th.
Queensland team. It's been a bit of a contentious topic here in the local scene. I'm not going to go too much into it because it does come down sometimes to a bit like politics at times in our hammers, and we try and avoid that world. That's not what we're about. It's average 40K space. But I think it's going to be a very different team. Same as the team that goes to WTC next year for Australia is going to be a very different team. I think this year's Queensland ATC team is going to be a very different team. I think we're going to have a few opportunities to blood a few newer players, or, you know, give those opportunities to some other players. So I, with my partner's blessing even more, I've actually put my hand up for it.
Yay!
So we'll see what happens there. I've got to perform well on the Queensland scene, which is no easy feat, especially now that Games Workshop has decided that winning 75% of your games and 95% of your games are out in the mirror is not cool for other armies. It means I have to think a little bit more. So I did put my hand up. I'm excited to see what the team looks like. I'm excited to see the composition, excited to be part of the process regardless, and excited to hear that you're going to fly down and watch me play if I make it. Imagine the live streams we could do there, buddy.
Yeah, I'd just have my roving microphone, being that annoying person walking up to a table at the heat of turn four, and, you know,
the 7-inch charge that's a 6-inch charge, and the TO's been called. You'd be the first supporter to get given a yellow card.
How do you feel in this moment right now? You've got a 6-inch charge that he's saying is a 7-inch. We got the TO coming over here. You're about to let your team down if you don't roll a 6 on these dice. But look, technically it's a 7. We'll wait for the TO and punch in the head. Ben walks away.
To be fair, unless they're bloody tall, they have to jump to punch you in the head. So it might be more of a punch in the solar plexus and you kind of gasp for air as you stumble away. But
so it's Jordan Bennett punching me in the head.
Yeah, and you're going to stay punched. If he's the one punching you in the head, mate, like, you're going to stay punched. It's not a little one there. That's a pretty bloody solid punch there.
Yeah, it's a good punch.
On a serious note, though, if I make the team, you're going to come down?
To Victoria?
Yeah.
Is that where they're holding it?
Yeah, it's been held in Vic this year. Next.
That's good. Yeah, I'll
short
come
flight
down.
For you.
Just down the road.
Yeah, mate. Just the quintessential Australian term. Well, where's Victoria from South Australia? Well, just down the road.
No, it's just
a
down
big
there.
Road.
Yeah.
Short
8-hour
drive.
8 hours.
There you go, guys. We've all heard it here first. If I make the ATC team, the Gathering Storm will be there. And Ben, if we're going to be there, I think we should organise some swag and some prizes and things like that for some of our viewers. What do you reckon?
We don't do well with prizes. We're not at 250 members yet, are we?
Let me have a look. I haven't looked in a while.
I think we get close and then it turns out that people just trying to share porn in one of our chats. So,
which normally you don't mind, but...
No, I just save the links but delete them. So, 239,
my friend.
239. Is there 11 people out there?
Surely. The race to 250, Ben. Let's see which one of us can get us to 250 members.
All right, hang on. I'm just going to hit the invite button now. All right. Oh, Preston Ipkin Dance. He's the guy I played last night. So there's one. Oh, Harley Morfitt just gave his wife a job. There's two. no, but he actually used to work in a gaming store. Kennard. I've got to invite Jack Kennard. Like, surely Jack Kennard can join. I bought so much shit from him.
Look, as long as he understands that we're not another group for him to post his for sale posts.
Oh, look, I don't mind if we're seeing it first from him in our group. And there's all Tyson Whitelaw. There's a good one. Mate, I'm at 4 here. If these guys accept, you're cooked.
Mate, all right, let's go. Who am I going to invite? Who am I going to invite?
Luke Horton.
Luke Horton, if you're listening, Luke, I've invited you. Oh, Thomas Cody, Capriotti.
I've invited you.
I've played against Thomas Capriotti. Or Carmen Tonon. You're always playing Yu-Gi-Oh! When I go in to play Warhammer, but I know you're a Warhammer player at heart. Stinky card players.
Alrighty, I've got 7 mates that I'm going to try and invite.
Oh, Chris Colwell used to be on the Abbeys. Chen. Why is Chen Gao not in here? Far out. Hey, this is going to be easy. Tony Borgahan.
I heard he doesn't like you, man. I think that's why.
Yeah, get in line. Michael Ewan Fraser tried to sell me some Necrons recently.
Right, I just invited 10 people.
Adam Phillips, I've never beaten you on the table.
To be fair, if you were talking about people like that, there's a fair few people you'd have to say that for, right?
Oh, Ben Wan, he's on my team's team. Oh, Vad, he works in insurance. Holy shit, this should be the easiest push to 250, and then guess what? We get to give away a Primark.
We do get to give away a Primark, which is very exciting. I'd like to point out, guys, that Ben's tapping away over here, and I'm not losing my shit about it, so...
I'm not can you hear that tapping, can you?
100% cannot.
Right. So you're full of shit.
Mate, so much. So much shit inside. Speaking of prizes and things we have to give away, though, Ben...
Yeah.
I think it's time that we read out some of the top corn stories so we can finally give away.
Where did we put them?
Look, I feel like I sent them to you, but I will search through our conversation for the ones I sent you, and I will read out some of the ones that I sent you. Apparently, I didn't
All right,
send you
Dean
anything.
Sinebeck, if you're listening to this, get ready to start listening.
Well, hang on. Oh, I know what I should search. I should search for blood, because if people didn't put blood in their corn thing, they don't deserve to win.
They're not going to win.
No? How do you have... Oh, my God. My life with technology is not ending well. All right, I know that... All right. I'm going to lose my mind.
Hang on. All right, I'm going to read one.
Go.
I'm going to read one. This is from Dylan. No, okay, this one's from Dylan Cowan. Dean Sinebeck, if you like this one, you have to be impartial. We said we wouldn't name who they were. But anyway, I don't know if ChatGPT was used on this one. But anyway, let's go. In the depths of darkness, a splinter fleet takes flight. Warpforged Tyranids hungry for the fight. Their minds entwined with the whispers of corn, a symphony of slaughter, a battle's crimson dawn. Through the void they surge, a ravenous tide, claws and fangs, glistening hunger cannot hide. In every heartbeat, a bloodlust raging strong, as corn's insatiable thirst drives them along. They sweep through stars, an unholy dance, the galaxy trembles under their advance. Worlds quiver, knowing the fate they'll meet, as blood-soaked skies turn into red-stained sheets. The river flows red beneath the moon's cold glare, piles of skulls rise, a macabre altar to bear. A tribute to the Lord of Battle's name, a grim harvest reaped in corn's fearsome fame. Across the breadth, the Imperium, the slaughter shall not cease. Warborn Tyranids seeking worlds to release, a twisted union. Corn and Tyranid aligned in a symphony of violence, a tale enshrined. ChatGPT, or do you reckon that is just classic Dylan Cowan?
Look, I've only met the guy twice. Hard for me to say. I feel like we'll have to trust our fearless judge in Dean Sinebeck there.
All right, so we won't identify the next ones, and we've got 5 minutes before we get too big, the file that is. So you go, and I'll keep looking for some.
Mate, my messenger has decided to crap out and won't even let me search for one, so I'm going to go to you.
All right, well, I don't have another one, and I was kind of handing you the talking stick so I could go look for one.
Well, I'm scrolling through our messages now to try and find.
So, yeah, I'm at August 23.
Well,
where are you at? I
haven't found one. I'm at August 29.
Oh, jeez. We're cooked.
We're great at this game.
Shush. The Gathering.
Mate, some of the things I'm seeing in our chat, like, what the actual truck?
Yeah, I know. We had that brief parlay with Ladyboys.
You had the brief parlay with Ladyboys. Okay, I think I found the one you just read. Oh, I found some.
Do it.
Alrighty, I've got a few here. I've got one here. In chaotic realms all shredded and torn, demons thirst within a warp storm. With axes that gleam, they live a bloodthirsty dream, collecting skulls for the mighty Khorne. That's pretty good. I like that one.
At what date are you at?
I am at 20th of July, my friend, so I've got a few that I can read out.
I'm getting close. Hang on. I got one.
Alrighty.
Here.
You go.
No. Shame. Jeez, it was busy. I
gotta read one out because you're taking too long.
Right, here we go. No, I go on.
Rush.
Hang on. Oh, wow, this is huge. I'm the harbinger of chaos, the one they call Khorne, blood god of the battleground. My fury's reborn. With axe in hand, I bring destruction and strife, slaying all who oppose me, taking lives with a knife. Chorus. Khorne, the blood god, I'm king of the fight. Unleash my rage. Watch the enemies take flight. Blood spills like wine as I conquer and maim. In the name of Khorne, I rise to fame. Verse 2. Bathed in blood and battle, I stand tall and fierce. My followers chant my name, their devotion's fierce. From the skull throne I reign with an iron fist. A legion of warriors, Khorne's smite cannot be dismissed. Chorus. Khorne, the blood god, I'm the king of the fight. Unleash my rage, the enemies take flight. Blood spills like wine as I conquer and maim. In the name of Khorne, I rise to fame. Now there's a bridge. No mercy, no peace, just an endless war. I thrive on the carnage, the blood and the gore. In the heat of battle, my power's unleashed, a berserker's rage, never-ending feast. Verse 3. I'm the slayer of heroes, gods tremble in fear. A whirlwind of violence, my path crystal clear. With the skull throne's blessing, I'll never be denied. Victory eternal, my foes will subside. Back to the chorus. Khorne the blood god, I'm the king of the fight. Unleash my rage, watch the enemies take flight. Blood spills like wine as I conquer and maim. In the name of Khorne, I rise to fame. Outro. So, bow down to Khorne, the blood god's might. Embrace the chaos, surrender to the fight. In the realm of war, I'll forever reign. For the glory of Khorne, I'll carry the chain.
One moment, please, caller. And we're back after that short intermission.
In the grim darkness of the 41st millennium, a war-torn galaxy where battles are the anthem. Amidst the chaos and the god's divine nod, a fierce mantra echoes, blood for the blood god!
Blood for the blood god, skulls for the throne.
The warriors of chaos
fierce, seeds they've sown.
In the name of Khorne, the bloodlust roars.
A relentless fury as the galaxy soars.
Khorne, the blood god, on a throne
of skulls. His followers, the Khorne, answer his calls. In the heat of combat, their spirits rise, slaying their foes under darkened skies. Blood for the blood god, skulls for the throne. Now, this echo is going to be horrendous.
The warriors of chaos, fierce seeds they've sown in the name of Khorne. The bloodlust roars, a relentless fury as the galaxy soars.
With chainswords roaring and axes ablaze, the berserkers charge through the smoke haze dazed. Their battle cries deafen, blood spatters to the ground as Khorne thaws for the carnage show knows no bounds.
From the Eye of terror, they descend with might. Chaos space marines consumed by the fight. A galaxy at war. A grand cosmic play. In the name of Khorne, they will slay and slay.
Blood for the blood god, skulls for the throne. The warriors of chaos, fierce seeds they've sown. In the name of Khorne, their bloodlust roars. A relentless fury as the galaxy soars. In the outro, 41st millennium.
Unending strife.
Unending strife.
The followers of Khorne.
Followers of Khorne march on, claiming life.
March on, claiming life.
Raised high. They forge their path.
They forge their path. For the blood god's,
glory, they unleash his wrath. Alrighty.
Okay, so that was number three.
Number four.
Through rivers of blood, they wade and stride. Khorne's favor. They fight with utmost pride. Unyielding in their quest, they never tire. Their fury burns hotter than infernal fire. That's number five.
All right, I've got another one. The Blood God. Across all the races, age, and time, a figure is known of violence and war. A lord of chaos, a god of blood, he is Khorne. His champions will roar. In the shadows of the brass throne, he sits. Khorne, the blood god, lord of skulls. From realms beyond, his power transmits, instilling his followers with the bloodthirsty culls. With axes raised, they give no quarter. His champions march to the call of blood. In his name, crave eternal slaughter to collect his skulls from the mud. Blood for the blood god, their battle cry echoes through the lands near and far. In crimson rivers, their enemies lie, their destiny bound to this dark avatar. For now he sits alone upon his throne, the galaxy skulls so do in cage. He is the blood god, he stands alone. Beware his everlasting rage.
And that was another one. And here's another one. This is a little one. In chaotic realms all shredded and torn, demons thirst within a warp storm. With axes and gleam, they live a bloodthirsty dream, collecting skulls for the mighty Khorne. See, I think that one was not ChatGPT.
No, and I think that one has already been read out by me, but that's okay.
That's okay. So have we done the Bloodstained Ballad?
No. Would you like to do the Bloodstained Ballad of Steve, or...
Sure, we like just me? Gave away who it was. You do it.
I thought the guy's... No, it's not the guy. Ready? In Khorne's realm where blood rivers flow, a bloodletter named Steve sought to grow. Upon rejection from him, he trained fierce and grim to prove his worth and deal a crushing blow. With axes and blades, Steve would reign, making blood flow, an unholy stain. Embracing the chaos and the gore, he found solace forevermore. For in bloodshed, his heart felt no pain. With Kim off his mind, his carnage would untwine. Blood spewed like fountains in a twisted line. His foes met their doom. Bloody bodies were strewn. Each strike a finale, a grotesque and horrific tune. A symphony of gore rising to an unholy shrine. From all this blood, he sought his new desire. A throne of skulls for his ultimate empire. Blood for the blood god would bring Khorne's favor to make Steve the one true god's eternal savior. For blood was now Steve's love, a true hellfire.
Wow.
Cool. I'm wrecked.
Cool. I'm wrecked too. Peace out.
Guys, let us know what you think. Love the episode. Let us know what you think. Love talking to you guys as always. Tell us your favorite one. And
Dean Sinnebeck, listen to this shit. And congrats on being captain of the WTC team. And thanks, Dragon's Lair, St. Mary's, Phil Wessels. You owe us a Primark very soon. And
massive shout out to John Horrigan at IF, who has continually been helping support us. I popped in the other day. He was an absolute legend. They're our sponsors, guys. When you can, go through them. They're absolute legends.
That's Irresistible Force, Tanamera.
Keep this shit hot. Love you a long time. And I'm just going to let...
Hey,
see ya, guys.
See ya.